In Iraq, the government has decided to reimpose a daytime curfew tomorrow in and around Baghdad. Friday is the Muslim day of prayer, and the Iraqi government is worried about the wave of sectarian violence that has hit the country. That violence is hampering talks on a new government. Today, the main Sunni and Kurdish factions told the dominant Shiite alliance that they will not support its choice for prime minister. The Kurds and Sunnis blame Ibrahim al-Jafri for the government's failure to stop the reprisal killings that followed last week's attack on a Shiite shrine. NPR's Jamie Terabay reports from Baghdad.
When the Shiite alliance voted its choice for prime minister last month, Jafari barely scraped by, winning by a single vote thanks to the backing of radical cleric Muqtada al-Sadr. Jafari's sagging support within his own bloc, however, has been quickly overshadowed by the Kurdish and Sunni refusal to approve his appointment. Jafari needs a two-thirds parliamentary majority to secure the premiership. Shiite alliance member Hussein Shahrustani said this morning two letters, one from the Kurds and one from the Sunnis, were delivered to the head of the alliance, telling the Shiites to find someone else.
We are in a way surprised that they have waited so long to state that position. If they had any problems with Mr. Jafari, they should have indicated very clearly at the very beginning.
But the objections to Jafari's appointment have never been secret. Dafur Al-Ghani, a spokesman for the Sunni Iraqi Accordance Front, told NPR that Jafari was unable to bring any semblance of security to the country during his first tenure as prime minister and shouldn't be given another chance at a time when the threat of civil war is looming. The Sunni spokesman says Jafari is simply not the man for this moment. The Kurdish coalition grudgingly accepted Jafari's nomination at first, but Kurdish politicians say any goodwill was destroyed when Jafari made an official visit to neighboring Turkey without consulting Iraq's President Jalal Talabani or Foreign Minister Hoshnar Zebari, both of them Kurds, who are wary of Turkish intentions toward Iraq. No matter what objections there may be against Jafari, Shahrustani says Iraq cannot afford any more instability.
At this important point, to raise such trivial questions and to divert the attention and the focus of the nation from the major issues to some political differences between that group or this group, for us is not really very easy to understand or accept.
Iraqis continue to bear the brunt of the political crisis. At least 36 more people were killed in sectarian attacks today. Standing at one near-empty marketplace today, 20-year-old Mustafa Bassem says he's still waiting for Jafari to deliver on last year's promises to restore security.
My feeling is this government is a complete failure. This government cannot do anything. It cannot handle the security situation.
Taxi driver Abdullah Abu Najam says Iraq will only get worse if Jafari doesn't resign.
It is a very bad government. We will suffer for it. I beg you to change this government. This is the third month and there is nothing still. The situation gets worse day by day.
While they won't offer another name for the premiership, the Kurdish and Sunni factions say they'd be happy with current Vice President Adil Abdul Mahdi from Skiri, the country's largest Shiite religious party, who fell just short in his bid to be the alliance choice to head the next government. Shahrustani said alliance members are meeting tonight to work out a response. Jamie Tarabay, NPR News, Baghdad.